Good morning, beloved. Welcome to another edition of the St. James Missionary Baptist Church podcast. How important is the Word of God to you when it comes to, again, this is how we introduce our podcast. This is our theme, and it would be at this particular moment that I would introduce to you what our topic is for today. But before I go any further, I just want to share with you that we are grateful. To the doctors and all attending during the surgery I had to have this past weekend, the cataract surgery. And I know that I hear many people say, oh, it's simple, it's this, it's that, it's easy. They make it simple, and it might be in this in the whole realm of difficult surgeries and all. Wasn't worried about it, not at all, because my faith and trust is always in the Lord. Nothing just happens. The Lord not just orders our steps, but He keeps that fence around us. He keeps us in His arms of protection, and we believe that. We don't just say it; we believe that. And but I'm always grateful for the prayers of the saints. So I just want to say I'm grateful, number one, to the Lord for guiding the hands of all those who were attending to this surgery. And I want to thank God for each and every one of you who were praying and have sent prayers up and have shown me that some of you are still praying even for our recovery. Things are getting well. I can see my eyesight even getting better each and every day, and it's only been a few days. So we are just grateful to the Lord for His loving kindness and tender mercy towards us, even at this time. Again, I'm your host, Brother Cotton, Brother Henry F. Cotton Jr., and I am also the pastor of St. James Missionary Baptist Church, and we just want to welcome you again to this podcast. The topic of our podcast today is very simple. How important is the Word of God to you when it comes to wishing for world peace? Wishing for world peace. Let us ask the Lord some things about this as He got for Him to guide us and direct us in our discussion for this. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for blessing us to see another day, for giving us, Father, even a desire to be able to discuss an issue, Lord, that you have addressed even in your word. And we want to be able to share this for those who are interested in what you have to say about this desire that a lot of men voice. Guide us, Father, in our speech, our thoughts. We pray, Heavenly Father, that what comes forth, even from my lips, Father, is that which you would have to come forth. And I pray also as well, Father, that those who are listening, that they will be able to receive it, be able to receive it in the very same spirit that it is given. For Lord, we do know that Satan is indeed the prince of the power of the air, Father. So we are praying that you would control, Father, that which is said and that which is heard. This we do pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we have been watching people for years, especially when they're receiving different types of awards and such. Everything from Miss America, Miss World, these different pageants and Grammys, Oscars, Emmys, and so forth. And for years, at least I can remember, probably going back for me, back to the 60s, and folks were the nominees and the awardees. And one of the things that so many of them were saying that they wish for world peace. And folks would clap and they would smile, especially the young ladies that were going for the different beauty pageants and stuff. Like they love to hear them desire that It sounds good. But has it happened yet? Has it happened yet? Hey, we've even heard politicians and many other world leaders also say that they desire world peace. Again, has it happened yet? I mean, it's only been 60 plus years that I'm referring to. We know it goes back further than that, but I'm just saying that I referred to. Is this, it makes us begin to wonder, is this a real goal? Is this a lofty desire? What is this? People asking and desiring and saying they want world peace. It sounds good. It sounds great. But how come it hasn't happened yet? Kind of makes you wonder. Does the Word of God, does the Holy Bible have anything to say about this desire? You see, there's some things we need to put together, some things we need to pay attention to. We've already spoken about the many people as we go from day to day, we hear them talking about, oh, this is the last days. We're living in the last days. These are the last days and times and all things. Just like that. We hear that all the time. Now, I don't know how much of it folks believe. I don't know how much of what they're saying they're actually referring to what they have read or heard from the Bible or just going by what they hear other people say. But I don't think it's a doubt that many people believe that we are living in the last days and times. And that phrase is so important because then, well, we know that there are some, but they're not saying that this is the last day. But when they say this is the last day, they're talking about time as we know it seems to be winding up. And when they say that, they're usually referring to some of the crazy things that are happening in the world today. Some of them are referring directly to different earthquakes, storms, wars, and just some of the crazy laws and some of the crazy behaviors that we are condoning and allowing in our societies today. And it just seems like things are just going wild. And for some days, say, no, not so much going wild. It's doing just like the Bible says, people are acting like they were during the times of Noah. And what were they doing during that time? Acting wild. Doing whatever it is that came to their mind to do. All types of perversions and debaucheries and all you name it, it was just going on. This is what folks were doing. Why? Because deep in the heart of man, evil, lustful things dwell there. And when you could look around and see that there is no nothing in the way to keep you from fulfilling these things, you go for it. And this is what they were doing then. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, we got laws and stuff to control that. Do we? Do we? I mean, in the United States alone, you say we have all of these laws in place. Yet, do we not have a proposed or supposedly leader of this country, a man who seems to be so held in disdain by so many people, yet he was elected as the leader of this country. Kind of makes you wonder, would everybody want to point the fingers at him? It was the very fingers that are pointing back to them and reminding them, you put him in office, you voted him in. You must have wanted him. He made no big secret about what he's about. He showed you that, yet you still chose to put him in office. So many people saying, wow, it seemed like they're doing it, treating him the same way that Jesus was treated. Yo, give us Barabbas, give us this thief, give us this person who goes against the law, as opposed to the one who's been doing nothing but showing kindness and love. Ooh. Anyhow, all those desires are those people who were wishing for world peace. Are they still around? Is that something we hear today? Oh, some of you are saying, yeah, well, did I, not our, did not the new Pope who was put in extend that same desire for world peace? Again, we hear that. Let us look at a couple of things. Okay. Now, this podcast is how important is the word of God to you when it comes to such issues? When it comes, in this case, when it comes to wishing for world peace, does the word of God have anything to say about this? Now, during our podcast, I'm not going to go down a whole laundry list of passages and scriptures, but it would not be right, as being that this is what our podcast is about. It's about looking at things in light of what the Holy Bible has to say about them. It would not be right if we did not give you at least a few verses for you to start with. And that's what we want to do. Let us read a very common passage of scripture that is found in 2 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse. Some of you are already reading it and quoting it right now, but I'm going to be reading it to you right out of the King James Version. For this, these are what you will find written. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Wow, he said, wow, that would make for a very peaceful situation. I mean, this is God's word going out. But what some of you have said so often, I've heard it. What is strange about this? Some of you are saying, well, it's not God's people who has the world going through hoops, going through turmoils, doing all these crazy things. That was a nice statement to make, maybe even a handful or so years ago. But with all of these different religious, I didn't say Christians, I said religious leaders being exposed for doing so many of the very things that they may have been preaching against. Or let's say, the Christian ones were preaching against, because you have these out here that are preaching, I don't know what you want to call it, preaching prosperity and doing everything except preaching that which the Word of God teaches, how for us to live righteously, holy. It's not given instruction in that area. No, but that's a another lesson for another time. But here we see what many of us say is a promise from God. Because he said, if my people, okay, the ones who are called by my name, the ones who are called Christians, the ones who are called followers of Jesus, the ones who are called believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, he's talking, he's addressing this to them. He says, if they, first off, humble themselves. Stop thinking of yourself more highly than you ought to. Stop thinking that you have a lock on God's grace, God's goodness, God's mercies, God's love. No, you humble yourself and communicate with me. He said, humble yourselves and pray. Humble yourselves. Talk to me. Communicate with me. Okay? And seek my face, he says. Don't just throw your words out into the ether. But seek me. Do those things and go to those places where I can be found, spend time in my holy temples, spend time in the midst of everything that may seem to be going awry and wrong in your life. If through all of that mess, seek me. This is what God is saying. Seek me. And then also he says, turn from your wicked ways. I don't think because you're God's child, you have not done anything wicked. You don't have wicked things that you are thinking as well as doing. He said, turn from them. Let us know that he has given us the power, the authority, the ability to be able to stop doing those things that he has told us not to do. He said, turn from them. Turn from them. Okay? If you would do these things, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive you, forgive their sin, my people. I'll forgive your sin. And not only that, I will heal their land. It doesn't get any simpler than that. So you say, well, how come the land isn't healed? You go to stipulations right here. That's why a lot of us as believers, we have to drop our head. Some of us are dropping our head and feeling sorry that we are not holding up our end. Feeling sorry that we haven't humbled ourselves. We're not praying. We're not seeking the Lord. We're not turning from our wicked ways. And it's because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. God hasn't healed this land. It's simple. I didn't write it. Here it is. Second Chronicles 7th chapter in the 14th verse. Read it for yourself sometime. In 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the first 5 verses, I want to read this. For those of you who are unable to, read into your word, maybe you're even behind the wheel of your vehicle right now. I want you to hear this. Now watch this. Now he says, now, but mark this. Now we're talking about world peace. Those wishing for world peace, look at what the word says, the word of God. There will be terrible times in the last days. Now we've all already agreed that yes, we believe that we are in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. They'll be lovers of money. They'll be boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, now watch this, a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. Does it sound like we're getting that much closer to world peace with all of this going on in the last days, in the times that we believe that we are in right now, as we look around us, as we listen on the radios, as we observe even through the meeting, the means of the internet and so many other social platforms, we see these very behaviors being exhibited before us every day. Every day. This is what we see. Then I want to take and look at one more passage of scripture for you. In 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, in the 3rd verse. Let's look at this. Above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. Above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. Now, what am I saying, beloved? That wow, the Bible tells us all of these things are going to happen in the last days. I don't see where world peace is going to come in the midst of all of that. So I might as well give up. No, that's not the point or the purpose for sharing this with you. What it is letting us understand is that if our lives are wrapped up in the Word of God, wrapped up in Jesus, these unholy things, these unholy behaviors will not be our legacy. We will be in the world, which we are, but we won't be of the world. We won't be doing the same things that the world is doing. Why? Because we are so good. Because we are so great followers of God? No. Because along with everything else the Lord has given us in His Word, as we search through it, we will find promises, assurances that the Lord has given us, that He is keeping us, that He will keep us, that He will lead us, guide us, direct us. He will let us know that, yes, even though we have so many people falling by the wayside on every side of us, God said, yeah, I'll keep it from your house. I'll keep it from your door. You keep your mind stayed on me. I'll keep you in perfect peace. This is what the Word of God tells us. This is what He does for those who are followers of Him. He will do this. He would do this. So as we hear people day to day talking about, oh yes, we're looking forward to world peace. We're looking forward to that time where God is going to be here reigning and we're going to be here with Him and it's going to be a beautiful, lovely time. Yes, it is. But as we have mentioned in the past, there are some things that are going to happen before that time happens. There's going to be even tribulation period before Jesus comes back. There's going to be a time when the Lord is going to come and call all of His people up, even to meet Him in the clouds. Y'all know that. Y'all read that. You heard that. Y'all know that it is commonly called the rapture of the church. Even though we don't see those literal words written in the Holy Bible, that is what it means. All of this happens as well. The key thing to all of this, you say, well, wait a minute, I'm trying to understand because I'm confused. You're telling me that the Bible is telling us it's going to be terrible times. It's going to be terrible people. There are going to be terrible things taking place in the world during these last days. Yes. But at the other hand, the Lord is saying, yes, but if you are one of my followers, if you are doing what I've told you to do, I got you. I got you. Oh, it gets a lot deeper, beloved. It gets a lot deeper. And without trying to take all of the time to explain all of these in the whole chronological steps that are going to be taking place during these, in the timeline of the last days, we're just going to say this to you. Yes. There's going to be some terrible things going on. Yes, there are going to be some good things going on. But the key that we don't want you to miss here is that this time for world peace. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't feel hopeless. Tie your life up in what the Word of God teaches. How important is the Word of God to you? If the Word of God is telling you that in the last days, the attitudes, the behavior, the way that men are going to conduct themselves is this manner, should you not consider yourself forewarned and be making preparation for you, even for you and your household? You don't have to fall prey to all this, just like God's people did not have to go through all of those plagues. God's people didn't have to worry about losing their firstborn. All they had to do is what the Word of God teaches them and teaches us to do. That's all. World peace is not going to come just because I want it to come. It's not going to come because I desire it to be here. It's not going to come by anybody's mouth service. The Word of God tells us and teaches us and says to us, yes, we should do as much as we can within ourselves to live peaceably with all men. Just imagine if each person was doing what they could to live peaceably with everyone they came in contact with. Not only am I trying to live peaceably with you, you're trying to live peaceably with me. And everybody was living this way. That sounds wonderful. That sounds great. But it's not going to happen unless people turn to God. Unless people become obedient to what the Word of God is teaching. And the only way folks are going to be able to do that is if they do like Jesus told Nicodemus, I know you're an intelligent man. I know that you are very known, very well known in the community. And I know that as a religious leader, you're well respected. You got good education, I know that. But, Nicodemus, you need to be born again. You too need to be born again. Doesn't matter the degrees you have, doesn't matter how intelligent you might be. You need to be born again. What does this have to do with wishing for world peace? We know what the Bible has to say about the world being at peace. That's not going to happen until Jesus comes and establishes his millennial reign here on this earth. After Armageddon, after the rapture of the church, after the tribulation period. It's going to be peace because there's going to be a new heaven and new earth. Like I said, I'm not going to get deep into this lesson, but I'm willing to. And as I say all the time, all you have to do is get in contact with me. I'll be more than glad to share this, even take the time for doing a podcast and share this. If that's what we need to do, that's what we get a great desire or a desire from folks that they want to know more about this and want to know more about what's going to happen in the last days. We have no problem sharing with you that which God has already shared with us is right in His Word. It's not hidden, it's right there in the Word of God. And we don't mind looking into the Word of God because the Word of God is that important to us. That's how important the Word of God is to us, that we live by what the Word of God teaches. So, beloved, I just want to share with you today a little bit about how important the Word of God is to us when it comes to wishing for world peace. We don't abandon that thought. We don't say, well, that ain't gonna happen, so I ain't gonna wish for it. No. Again, we desire, as God said in His word. Okay, as much as life in us, live peaceably with all men. You do what you can do to live at peace with your neighbor, to live at peace with your siblings, to live at peace with your parents, to live at peace with your co-workers. You do everything you can do to live at peace with them. That's what the word teaches us to do. We know that there's some people who are not going to let you live at peace with them, but that doesn't stop you from doing what you can to live at peace with them. If they don't want to receive it, hey, you keep moving. But you'll always be able to say, I did what I could to be at peace with them, but they didn't want to receive it. And everybody's not going to receive you. Understand that. Everybody's not. But it doesn't stop us from doing what the Lord has commanded us to do. How important is the word of God to you when it comes to wishing world peace? Like I said, we can go get so much more deeper into this if we really want to, but we have shared a few verses with you, a few ideas. Some of you may agree with, some of you may not, and that's fine. But if you want to discuss this even further, you know how to reach us. You know how to reach us, and feel free to do so. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to share some ideas, to share a particular idea about wishing for world peace. We pray, Lord, that you have rightly divided our and granted us the proper understanding as we look into your word to find things old and find things new. We pray, Father, that you have illuminated us, given us more light and insight on this desire. And we're praying, Lord, that for each and every one that you've allowed and even will allow to see and hear this podcast, that you will grant them the wisdom and understanding of this ideal as well. Again, we thank you, Lord, and praise you, and pray that as you allow us to continue through this day, that you allow us to do so with our whole armor of God on, so that we can stand against all of these tricks and attacks and traps that Satan and his minions are throwing at us. We pray that you would do that, Heavenly Father. This we do pray in Jesus' name, man, for his sake. Amen. God bless you.